Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. Thank you for joining us here at the Empowering Ourselves radio show. I am your host, Kelaine Greenwood, your urban life coach. This is the show where we promise to always bring you empowerment from some of today's most gifted and inspiring minds, discussing topics and ways to live inspired and encouraged, purposeful lives. So please sit back and relax and enjoy the show.
Hello, 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 hello. And welcome everyone. And thanks for joining again here at the Empowering Ourselves Together Talk Radio. Love you guys, man. Everyone out there supporting us. The listeners that download us every week. Thank you. As you know, I'm your host, Kelaine Greenwood. You can call me your urban life coach, okay? And I always like to repeat what this show is about so we can stay on theme. This show is about learning how to have a quality, higher quality of life, creating our best version of ourselves, meaning being the best we can be and nothing less, and creating our own best life, which is the same. Having the best life we can and nothing less. We all have different support systems and different resources, but we have a best life and the best self that's entitled to us, and we need to be that. But sometimes, or in most cases, we're not. So we have to figure out what's stopping us, what struggles, inner and outer struggles and barriers that's stopping us from doing that. And that's why we bring our guests here, you know, to figure out and help us in different areas of our lives, you know, major areas, relationships, business, income, career, learning, you know, everything, you know, social. So we want to get them areas right, and this is what a guest is here for. Okay, so let's stay encouraged and inspired and hopeful as we live our journey. Let's have fun with our journey, enjoy our journey, our travels in this world and beyond, and because it's short, you know, and we all have something to give. You have a unique journey. We want to be a better person than we were yesterday, okay? Love and kindness. The title of today's episode is How to Listen to Your Life. And you know what? This is, oh, man, I love this. How to listen to your life. Everyone just pause and think what that means. If life is training us and teaching us something every day, what has your life taught you up to this point? What is it saying? So we have a guest here that can help us with that. So please welcome expert guest, Dr. Ann Radelf, okay? Dr. Ann Radelf. And I'm going to just give you a little history on background bio on Ann Radelf. She was born, you know, from in Pennsylvania, Western Pennsylvania. She has a BA in chemistry from Duke University, her MD from Tulane University, okay? 2 years residential in pediatrics, 3 years in psychiatry. Like we said, she's a retired psychiatrist. She's also an author, okay, of about 3 or 4 books, I think it is. One of them is A Waking Storm. The next one is The Voyage to Your Vision. And then Becoming Women of Worth. And she's also contributed to a number of other books. So you can go and visit her at her website at, I believe it's and the listener. Let me make sure. Yeah, andthelistener.org. Okay? And then you can also go to the awakeningstorm.vpweb.com and check, you know, those books out there. You know, I've briefly just, you know, scanned through some of the stuff and some of, you know, and it's you know, very filling. You can get a lot of stuff on her website. Very educational, very inspiring. You can learn a lot from that. Okay, now Before we get started, she also says, I listen to people and their lives to understand what both are communicating. And I help each person to understand as well. You got that? She listens to people and their lives to understand what both are communicating. And she says, I help each person to understand as well. She also says, she shares her life's learning, hoping readers will increasingly practice hearing God's voice through each day. And how wonderful that is. You know, we just live our life. Some of us, you know, but how wonderful it is to live your life knowing that it's speaking to you. You know, knowing that it's saying something. Knowing that the higher power or the universe or God or whoever you believe in is communicating with you and training you and saying something. So this is why we have the show, you know, to be empowered and learn some other tips and techniques on how to live inspired and how to live beautifully. So we're going to hear, let's hear from Dr. Ann Radelf. Are you there with us?
Yes, hello.
Hello. Hello, hello, hello.
Just a quick comment. I've only written one book myself, The Awakening Storm. I contributed to the others that you mentioned.
Okay. So I correct. You hear that, listeners? So the other book, she's a contributor, but The Awakening Storm, she wrote that. So you still check them out, see if it resonates with you. I'm pretty sure we're going to get into Awakening and Storm. And some of what the other books are about, the theme about them. And you can check them out also. Okay. Well, thanks for coming on the show, Ann. Dr. Ann.
Thank you.
Myself, I really appreciate it for contributing to the show. Let the listeners know a little bit about you and who you are and, you know, how you help people.
Well, I call myself a disaster specialist as well as a listener, in that
okay.
I've had many disastrous experiences, starting with an overwhelmingly traumatic childhood and most recently Hurricane Katrina and the Levee disaster of New Orleans, and thus the book The Awakening Storm, because it was so awakening for me going through all that trauma. And just as I evacuated from my home in New Orleans to escape Hurricane Katrina, we all evacuate from aspects of our humanity when we're young, to escape trauma. For example, a tender boy who's bullied at school may evacuate from his tenderness and become a tough guy. And this protects him from bullies, but interferes with his other relationships, since later in life, he's not able to relate to his wife and kids with tenderness. He's lost access to this part of himself. And we all do that in different areas.
Okay. All right. Oh, okay. So, I'm hearing it's we like you said, we all do that. Listeners, check that out. Think about that for a minute, because I'm dissecting that within my own life. And, you know, what we like to do here at the show is implement it in our own self. What are we running from? What are we, you know, what are our storms that, you know, we're running from and not, you know, finding healing, you know? And as the doctor said, you know, it affects us and it'll pop up, you know, later on in life. So, you know, let's find out, you know, what to do. So, Dr. Ann Radelf, like you that example with the bully, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then you know, the man grows up and he has issues, you said, with his wife, right? Issues with...
Yeah, and his kids. He can't be tender with them because he's evacuated from his tenderness. And if we all think about it, there's an area where we're not as present or as able as other people. And why? So some people aren't as emotional as they could be. What happened to their emotions? Some people aren't as physically capable. What happened to them being in touch with their physical body and being strong and athletic? What some people don't think very well. Well, what happened to their mind? You know, that sort of thing. And there are genetic factors, but for most of us, we've had some sort of trauma, some sort of neglect or abuse that has made our personality what it is.
Yes.
And we assume it's genetic, where that may be part of it. But there's also a whole lot of trauma saying, don't go here. If you go here, this will happen.
Yes.
And so we become stuck in one personality where I believe we are born to be capable to be all different types of personalities as needed. As people need something from us, we have the ability to give it the more mature we are. But unfortunately, trauma keeps us from the maturational path. We get stuck in a pattern of post-traumatic stress, which is recreating the trauma or avoiding it. So that's just an automatic pattern. If we see something dramatic coming, either jump on it and recreate it, like people that marry an abusive person, you know, recreating their trauma that way, or we see trauma coming and we run in the opposite direction. So these automatic behaviors keep us away from our human choice of what's useful here and get us just acting automatically like a machine.
Mm-hmm. Okay, wow. And being human, I can look at myself and see some things, because we're all human, so the experience of life has left scars, you know.
Yes.
So what does that guy do? Okay, what's the first step that we want to do when one identifies they have some type of trauma or something holding them back, or you know, from being their highest potential, and you recognize that, you know, what are some things you can do to start to overcome that and get a sense of true self, and not being limited or, you know, by that? So what does one do?
Well, the first thing for me is to become aware of, you start questioning, why am I like that? And in that pause, we can start asking the question and listening inside, because I believe there isn't a place God is not. God is omnipresent, which means he's present in us. And we can go to him and ask these questions, why am I that way? And when we listen and listen deeply, we get our answer. And when we know, we can free ourselves. If it was some sort of trauma that froze us into this pattern of behavior, we can express usually there's intense emotions involved. We can express the intense emotions. We can express the thought in it, like, why did this happen to me? What's wrong with me? Why didn't something different happen? Why? And all that sort of obsessive thinking. We can work all that through, become conscious of it, and in that we're freed up to, you know, I have a choice here. And in that choice, I go prayerfully to God and say, what would you have me do? And suddenly we're out of the automatic pilot behavior of an automaton, and we're functioning as a human being that has choice and is mindful of what is best here, not just for me or my family, but everyone, because we're all evolving, we're all growing, we're all becoming more human and closer to our Creator.
Yes, and that's where the power, and as you said, going to God, asking, you know, because we have that connection. We are connected, you know.
Yes.
And, you know, going to him and using, you know, his power and his wisdom to create our best self, which is like releasing us from that trauma. That trauma is like a barrier.
Yes.
It's something holding us back, and though that's one of the best way, you know, to release. In my experience is, you know, going within and asking yourself, like you said, ask yourself questions. Okay. And Dr. Ann, can I call you Dr. Ann?
Or you can call me Ann, that's fine.
Ann,
I'm retired
okay.
from medicine.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Thank you. What inspires and what motivates Anne in life? If you can see the difference between the two, what inspires and motivates you in life?
Well, as you know, I call myself a listener, which means I'm listening deeply for the soul of a person. And when I see someone's soul, it is so breathtakingly beautiful. It inspires me to do whatever I can to help the person get there. And that's what I do. I listen to a person deeply, not only outside myself, but inside myself, to hear the messages we're all ever giving to one another, where we've been, where we are now, where we're going, and what we need to get there. So all of this is in our day-to-day exchanges with one another. So when we listen deeply, we can hear the soul, we can hear what that soul needs to progress, and then prayerfully give it. And like you said, we're all connected. That's what feeds us. When we feed others what they need, it feeds us. Just as much as when we're working on ourselves, it helps others work on themselves.
Wow, that's beautiful. Because I remember times where, you know, someone I don't even know, or I did a very kind act, you know, out the blue that wasn't expected. It makes sense. I did an act from my heart to them, but I was rewarded by feeling good, you know?
Yeah.
So that shows that we're connected. I did something for you. You benefited, but I benefited more, you know, with the, you know, with the love in my heart, you know, with the like, you know, it was like God was hugging me, you know, saying thank you, kissing me, you know, on my and it energized me for the whole day, you know, because I can think back on it like, you know, I really helped this person, you know, I really changed this person's life, or at least for a day, you know, so. Wow, yeah, I like how you said we're all connected, and that's proof.
It's like we're finger puppets. You know, like there's a greater body that has a finger inside each one of us. And when we know that greater body, we are enhanced by anything we do for one another. And we're hurt by any way we hurt another. And when we're stuck in post-traumatic stress, we are hurting one another because we're behaving in an automatic way rather than what a person needs to grow, giving them that.
Yes. Yes. It is beautiful.
Whenever we're unchanging in any area of our life, this is the way we are, I've always been this way, I'm not going to change, that's probably some post-traumatic stress that's frozen us in one particular pattern. And so it's a time to sense into what happened to freeze us there and what we can do to move. Because we know when an arm is in a cast, you know, it's stiff when we get it out after we've broken it, that when we're stiff, when we're not moving, there's something that has held us in place, and it's time to move.
Okay. What is the end result of listening to our lives? When we listen to our lives, what is the end result of that? And why is that important?
Well, when we listen to our lives, we can pick up the lost pieces of ourselves that we've evacuated from in our avoidance of our traumas. And as a result, we grow tremendously. Every part of ourselves has something marvelous to contribute to our lives. So as we again own these parts of ourselves, like the man who evacuated from his tenderness, we become more aware. And when we have keener perceptions, not just deep listening, but sharp vision, we sense profoundly, and not just through our bodies, but also through our emotions and minds. The more present and sensitive we are to our fellow man, the more we can meet his needs. And the more his needs are met, the more capable we are to meet our own, and he will meet our own as well. In this way, we transform our society from one increasingly populated by traumatized people to one of ever-growing, evolving human beings.
Uh-huh. Yes. Yeah, yeah. I like to think of the world like a mass collective, okay? We're on a certain stage of belief system right now. Some mm-hmm. of us are more maturely evolved, you know, very few. And those few are called crazy. Those few are called, yeah, they're deranged.
Yes. Isn't that true? Yeah.
But you know, the Mac, just as back in 1900s or whatever, 18, they used to think the world was flat. The whole world thought that, but except one guy,
yeah.
They called him crazy. He said,
right.
Man, the world is round, and I'm going to prove it to you. If I'm wrong, I'm going to fall off the edge. But he came back around, and he proved the whole
yeah.
world wrong. So, you know, that's how I consider it. That was the mass that I called that the mass consciousness believed that the world was
yeah.
round. So now in today's society, I like to say the mass consciousness, when it comes to life and, you know, meaning and, you know, the higher things like God, we have more mature people. There's one or two or three or four. There are a couple out there, more hundreds compared to the 7 billion people, but we call them crazy. We call them,
yeah.
they sound deranged. But one day, I might not be here, 1,000 years from now, they're going to catch up. You know, and be just like that, the guy that proved, you know, because if you think about it, there's always going to be someone, you know, more ahead in life. You know, there's always going to be, like, you got a top student in class, you know, they're just advanced, you know. And
right.
I like to think of life like that. Like, you look at some of the major prophets. Jesus and this, you know, he was
yeah.
ahead of his time back then, you know, and so they tried to kill him. So,
well, this is why I write about human development, so people can see the difference between someone totally evolved like Jesus and someone who's so stuck in post-traumatic stress that he basically functions psychologically like a rock, just rolling along, doing what he's always done, never changing his course. So we can really see the difference and point out these parts of one another and help one another get out of the rocky mineral stage parts and into their humanity.
Okay.
That flexible, fluid, ever seeking to help one another, human soul.
Okay, listeners, before we go back into her book and where to purchase the book at, I want to just kind of like say this. The purpose, of course, of the show is the higher quality of life. But when we talk about, at least in my perspective, when we talk about, you know, helping our fellow being and our inner barriers and stuff, you know, to the person out there that says, like, what is that going to do for me? I mean, inner barriers, highly quality of life. For the lay person out there, I mean, you have to understand that these are the things that's holding you back. These are the things that's, like, stopping you from enjoying yourself. There's things inside of you because of your experiences and that formed personality and everything that's stopping us from really enjoying life, from seeing things in the beautiful way it was meant to be, to see yourself as a beautiful creature, to see your life is
yeah.
beautiful regardless of its ups and downs. That's the way we're supposed to see and experience everything, even our struggles. You know,
yeah.
it's supposed to be seen in a growing, productive way. And
yep.
until we fix ourselves and really get the guidance from within that changes our lives, the wisdom that's within us, you know, which knocks down them barriers, we can never be happy. We must go within, and this is what the show's about, harnessing your power, living your potential, okay? I just want to elaborate that. So we use words like struggles, barriers, trauma, but basically it's anything in you that's limiting you, limiting your mind, limiting you from being your greatest potential, from stopping you, okay? And we're going to, with a few minutes left, because this is time is going real fast, I'm losing my time here, but Ann Redelph's book, okay, you can purchase that. Is it Amazon and on your website also?
It's on my website, or just send me an email because it's self-published.
Uh-huh.
And my email is annthelistener@yahoo.com.
Okay. And there you go. And let them, okay, what's the core message?
What you were saying, in the sense that our disasters have a purpose, and that when we have been so traumatized that we have evacuated from all these different aspects of our humanity and we're stuck in a rocky state just going around in circles doing the same thing that was done to us, we're not living up to our potential. And so these traumas and disasters come in our adult lives to shift us out of that mechanical way of being an automaton, that sort of thing. And that's what I found with the Katrina disaster. It was horrible. It was devastating.
Wow.
I still cry about it. But it moved me in a way I am grateful. It transformed me in so many ways. And that's what our traumas and disasters can do to us. They can make us more human when we let them.
Yeah.
And when we allow God to show us where His hand is. No matter how devastating things seem to be, He can still pull us out of it in a just unbelievably spectacular way.
And listeners, there you have it. You've seen how she said the Katrina, an experience or a circumstance as devastating as Katrina, and said that it changed her life. It moved her. It changed her in a great way. It done some miraculous things, as devastating as it is. So that's proof our experiences mold us, you know, and we can let our experiences mold us in a good, empowering way, or we can let it mold us and take it in a way that's not progressive or progresses our soul upon our journey.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes,
and I'm
exactly.
going to tell you right, when that happens, we looked at it the wrong way. We took it in the wrong way, I mean, because all things, I mean, I truly know and believe all, the stronger the struggle, the grading, the learning, and the molding, you know. Okay, we have 1 minute left. So with that one, you can have 30 seconds. And Redelph, last words to anyone struggling. Give a plug to your website and everything. It's on you. To the listeners,
well, the main thing I want to say is the more deeply we listen, the more we realize that God Himself is using the vehicle of our lives to talk to us. And when we hear this voice of our divine parent, we have daily guidance in every aspect of our lives, the outside world and the world within us. And we go from being a child reared in a traumatic world to a child of God who is created to grow into the image of God. And I believe that is the destiny of us all.
Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
And, I enjoyed it. We are out of time here, and I will
Me too.
Be contacting you back. Just to follow up and, you know, see what else is new with you, if that's okay.
Great.
And
I love it.
For everyone out there, we're going to have all her media up, links, her social links up with the show. So retweet us, like us, share us, the guest and the host, support us. Join us next week. Check her book out. andthelistener.com. Live inspired, encouraged, hopeful, and be empowered every day upon your journey. I love you, the Urban Life Coach, signing out.